Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Greg in Dearborn. You're on 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey. Oh, I just want to, Gator, man, I'm really sorry about your dad.
Thank you.
I always liked all the stories that he would have where it seemed like if you were ever, like, in trouble, he would just be kind of like real cool about it, and it was just never a big deal, you know.
No, he was great, and he is definitely missed. I appreciate your thoughts, Greg. Thank you.
And Gator got in a lot of trouble.
I did not get. I was a good kid for the most part.
But I was just calling regarding the question you had. It's an overreaction, but I kind of just want Donovan Edwards to only get the ball passed to him out of the backfield. I've been kind of yelling this for, I don't know, maybe 2 years now. I Mullings does kind of scare me because he kind of runs upright and he's got holds the ball like proverbial loaf of bread. I want to see just the fake, maybe one run to Donovan to keep him, you know, keep him true, and then pass it to him out of the backfield.
Well, he is the one thing that doesn't seem to have taking any steps backwards is his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And given their lack of explosive plays in the passing game, maybe he's more of a weapon moving forward in that regard. But I don't know what's happened. It's one of the great mysteries because how a guy can just be either home run shot or 1 or 2 yards is really odd. There's just if he could just find, you know, maybe it's something about his running style, or he's not seeing the holes the way Kalel Mullings did, or Blake Corum prior to that. I don't know what it is. I'm not a running back coach, but it is odd because he's had like probably 3 or 4 of the biggest runs in Michigan football history.
Right. And then I could definitely craft a win. You know, I'm not feeling 100% great on it, but whatever that offensive line pairing was in the fourth quarter when Kalel was just, you know, running down the field right down their throats, I think Crippen came in. But they could definitely build on that, and I believe Sharone knows that, and he can definitely make that happen and kind of slow the game down, churn it, maybe you know, hit the under and, you know, squeak out a home win.
Well, their defense is going to have to play great. Their offense is going to have to take big steps forward. And I just, you know, Dominic Zavada in the kicking game is, you know, he's a weapon.
He's got a leg now, apparently
out to 60. And they may need every bit of that weapon for this game. All right. So I promised we'd get to this. Gator, I saw this today, and then you got a little follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
The CBS Sports NFL writers, Prisco, Brinson, that whole crew.
Brinson.
They all made their picks. And they went through and they picked more than just the Super Bowl. But we get to Super Bowl winners and losers. All right? So you get the two teams they got going to the Super Bowl. And I've just seen more and more of this as we get closer and closer to the season. We'll start with Prisco, Pete Prisco, CBS Sports. Super Bowl matchup, the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers. Prisco picks the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Will Brinson picks the Super Bowl matchup, the LA Rams and the Buffalo Bills. And he's got the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
All right.
Ryan Wilson's got the Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions. The Lions win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my.
Way to go, Wilson. John Breach has the Lions and Bengals reaching the Super Bowl with the Bengals winning the Super Bowl. Jared Dubin has the 49ers and Chiefs reaching the Super Bowl and the Chiefs reaching the Super Bowl. And Tyler Sullivan has the Packers and Jets reaching the Super Bowl and has the Packers winning the Super Bowl. So they got 6 writers. 2 of the 6 picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl. And Gator, you just found the story on The Athletic?
That's right. and a story from Mike Sando. They talked to five NFL executives who ranked the NFC teams.
Yep.
They ranked the AFC teams earlier in the week. This week, this time they did the NFC teams. So just ranking them 1 to 16. Number one, San Francisco.
Is this the average? Or
four of the five execs had them number one.
Okay, so the average ranking for the five NFL executives as the 49ers is the number one team in the NFC.
That's correct.
Yep.
Number two, the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, so here we go again. Now, I expect Green Bay to be a very respectable outfit, mm-hmm. okay? But they have become, I mean, I almost want to say the favorite in the NFC North.
But here's where it's interesting. So they come in second on three of the ballots, fifth and sixth on the other two.
Yep.
The Lions are third. The Lions come in first on one of the ballots, second in two of the ballots, fifth in another, and then ninth.
Okay.
In the last ballot.
So Brad Holmes.
You think Brad Holmes is the executive? Was asked?
I think he's totally skewing this.
So, the guy who has the Lions at ninth,
you've got his entire ranking 1 to 16.
Number one, San Francisco. Number two, Green Bay.
Yep.
Number three, the Rams. Number four, the Falcons.
All right.
Number five, the Bears. Number six, the Commanders. Number seven, Seattle. Number eight, Dallas. And number nine, the Detroit Lions.
I just hope we find a way to win a game.
Exactly, right? So then it goes down and it has a little story on the Lions, and it says the exec slotting Detroit first in the NFC loves the way the Lions have built a four-down offense with an in-your-face ground game behind a strong line. It says, quote, there is a physical element to it. They marry their pass game to their run game really well, and that's really hard to defend. I think they've added enough pieces to the back end of their defense to at least be league average. And if you are that and you're still scoring points, then you are going to be a difficult team to deal with. Then it says the exec predicting the fall for the Lions and thought that the league would catch up to Detroit this season. He thought no team's offense had been studied as closely over the first two seasons as the Lions, and the defenses would be better prepared. It says, quote, they treat third down like second down. And that was something that became very public as they went deeper. Teams are going to pick up on that, and they play a tougher schedule, and there's more pressure on them, and we'll see what it looks like. So his reasoning is interesting. That he thinks that because the Lions were so successful offensively for the last couple of years, that no team has been scrutinized over more when it comes to game planning against how do we stop this offense? How do we stop this offense? And he thinks that because they take so many of those chances on fourth down, that it's just going to catch up to them. I choose to disagree because I think Ben Johnson changes things up, and I don't think he's going to be all that predictable. I think the only thing you can predict is that, you know what? They can run the ball and they can throw the ball. Good luck defending it.
Right.
Like, okay, it's a great offense. We've studied it. Doesn't mean you can stop it. You know, the players are great. But as far as they treat third down like second down.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I don't know.
Look,
we've talked about the addition of the kicker, how that might change things. We've talked about the defense being better, how that might change the thought process of Dan Campbell.
Well, I hope the Lions adopt the mentality of a scrappy underdog? Let me change that. Should the Lions adopt the mentality of the scrappy underdog, since it seems like Green Bay has become a super vogue pick? We got more people here with the CBS and the Athletic saying good. Three people, correct me if I'm wrong, three people picked Green Bay of the five executives, took Green Bay as the second best team in the NFC.
That's correct.
Out of five.
Yeah.
And then one had the Lions, two had the Lions the second best team, but the other one had the Lions first, right? So somebody had the Lions first and Green Bay second.
So those three guys that had the Packers at second, one of them had the Lions one. The other guy had the Lions at five, another guy had the Lions at nine.
Five. So five and nine. Should they adapt the mentality of a scrappy underdog? Nobody thinks we can do this, or because it's not true that nobody thinks they can do it. Or should they just say, no, we're the bully. F you. We're going to do things our way. Bring it.
I mean, I be true to what you are. These guys know what they can do. They know what they're capable of. Dan Campbell knows his team better than anybody else. Any trust in that team? Just go do what you do, man.
They act like they figured out like the Lions and that's it, right? Is that what the article is kind of saying? Like the
kind of like well, the team's been studying for 2 years and they're gonna be they'll be able to figure it out.
Listen, first of all, people know that Dan Campbell liked to take some risk here and there. That was
a secret.
By the middle of the season, I don't think that was a secret anymore, especially in year three, right? It opens things up for the Lions. Doesn't mean you're gonna stop them, but now you have to play the run and the pass. What, were you not doing that before?
Yeah. Were you not trying as hard on fourth down because they surprised you?
Oh, they might run on second down because they weren't going to be before? No. You still got to stop them. They still got all... I mean, yes, the NFL is about schemes, but the players have to execute the game plan. And the Lions have those players that have been in the system now. No Ben Johnson, no Dan Campbell. It's easier said than done. The league just caught up to the Lions.
But the Green Bay love.
Yeah, that's out of control.
Is it? It's out of control, isn't it?
I think it is too.
It's what can I do that's different?
Exactly.
And it's expediting the love for them because they think they're going to be great soon. So I'm going to jump on board early. Is that what's going on here?
And so here's a quote from one of those executives who ranked them second, Green Bay. Says, I'm a little hesitant because the quarterback needs to do it again, but they're going to run the football and they invest heavily in their defense. I think it's a good recipe. So you say you have major questions about or that you're hesitant that the quarterback can do it again.
But you're picking him in.
But you're going to pick him to be second. Well, you do you. Go ahead, big guy.
Yep.
Go ahead, Pete.
The Green Bay, look, that's cool. That's cool. I'm cool. I'm breezy. But yeah, it's getting out of control.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.